I don't want everybody to vote. As a matter of fact, our leverage in the elections, quite candidly, goes up as the voting populace goes down.
Yep. That's what they're doing. Do you care?
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
I do.
I got the feeling that something ain't right.
No, it ain't.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair. And I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
I am.
Yes, I'm stuck in the middle.
From Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is the Bradcast that's heard on KPFK 90.7 FM in LA, up in Santa Barbara on 98.7 FM in San Diego on 93.7, Ridgecrest in China Lake, California on 99.5. Up in Oregon on the Central Coast on KYAQ in Cottage Grove on Queso. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania on WLRI, Maui, Hawaii's KAKU, Columbus, Ohio's WGRN, Palinville, New York's WLPP, Grand Rapids, Michigan's WPRR, in New Orleans on WHIV, Gallup, New Mexico's KNIZ, in Concord, New Hampshire on WNHN, Fayetteville, Arkansas's KPSQ, Seattle's KODX, Red Bluff and Redding, California's KFOI, Round Mountain, California's KKRN, and Minneapolis, St. Paul's AM 950, KTNF. We also stream coast to coast and around the globe on the internets, on the Progressive Voices channel, Netroots Radio, Indie Media Weekly, FYI Nation, NicoleSandler.com, Radio Free Brooklyn, GDPR Revolution 99, Workforce Rising, and Detour Talk. So you have no excuse for not missing a single episode, blanketing planet Earth 5 days a week. I'm Brad Friedman, your friendly investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, says me from bradblog.com. Thank you very much for joining us today. Well, we are now 1 week from what I have long described as the most important election that any of us have likely ever lived through. At this point, with consequences that are not only immediate in beginning to at least put some brakes on what I regard as the Trump GOP inflamed national emergency that we are all now facing, but also much longer consequences as well when it comes to our planet, decades of hard fought civil rights, and much more. So, to that end, voting will not be enough. Not be enough, not by a long shot, but it is a start. And it's one of the reasons, as we have been covering day in and day out now on the Bradcast, it seems, for weeks, if not longer, it's one of the reasons that Republicans are working so hard to keep as many Americans as they can from being able to vote at all, or to have their votes counted, or at least counted in a way that we can all know that they have been counted as cast. That is just one of the things I worry about when it comes not to November 6th, but to the day after, November 7th. Oh, there's a lot I'm worried about on November 7th, to be frank. In any event, to that end, I've got a few stories I want to try to hit today. But as we have been in fun drive here at my flagship station in Los Angeles, the great KPFK, for many weeks, I want to throw open the phones to anything and everything pretty much that you guys want to talk about today. It has been a horrible weekend as well. We'll talk about that also in a moment. So anything on your mind, I would love to hear from you today, whether it regards the continuing and increasing series of hate crimes now coming from Donald Trump fans on the right, or concerns you have. Or have heard about when it comes to next Tuesday's election. Questions you might have about voting, I would love to answer them. Concerns you may have about it, I have some expertise in that area. So I'd love to answer any of your questions about voting. And if I can't answer them, I'll tell you, and or I'll try to point you to someone who can. What do you plan to do to help others cast their votes this year? As I always say, this democracy is not going to save itself. We need you. Yes, it has been a terrible weekend. The last week or more. So I really don't know what you guys want to talk about today, but I would love to hear you. Love to hear you talk about it. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. If you're listening live in the Southern California area or anywhere else, 818-985-5735. We have been speaking with just so many experts on this show from around the country over the past many days and weeks that well, the hell with them. The hell with the experts. I want to hear from you so we can throw these lines open. And by the way, my huge thanks to those of you who have supported KPFK here in L.A. in recent weeks. During our important fund drive at this very important moment, you are helping to bring shows like The Bradcast, not just here to listeners in LA, but to independent radio stations around the country. Your support is much bigger than only here in LA when you support this important Pacifica station where I am sitting here today live. Good to be back. And I want to also thank those of you listening to the broadcast on many of the other independent stations that carry us. Thank you for supporting whichever independent media outlet is helping you to hear me. To hear me and Desi Doyen 5 days a week on the broadcast and the Green News Report instead of hearing so many corporate outlets who are telling you, talking to you about things like the caravan that is thousands of miles away, but yet we are sending today, according to Donald Trump, 5,000 military troops down to the border to keep us all safe. And we wonder why what happened over the weekend happened over the weekend. It's not just the right-wing media. Over the past few days, the killings of two African-Americans in a grocery store outside of Louisville, a series of mail bombs targeting a dozen high-profile Democrats and media outlets allegedly sent by a Trump supporter, and a mass shooting this past weekend at a Pittsburgh synagogue. After weeks of Republicans and their media targeting Democrats and George Soros in regard to this so-called immigrant caravan. All of this has obviously left the nation on edge right now, as if it wasn't already. But, you know, we talked about it a little bit before the, before the weekend. And I tried to say, shame on, you know, we hadn't talked about this caravan nonsense because, frankly, it's nonsense. And I said, shame on the media, CNN, New York Times, NBC, all of the, not just the right wingers, all of them covering this caravan as if it was an impending disaster, as if it was a crisis. So no wonder people are scared to death and willing to go shoot up a synagogue and kill 11 people that the right wing has, yes, blamed on. Well, it's the Jews who are George Soros. They're paying for these brown hordes to come here and invade our country. Wednesday of last week, a white man with a history of violence shot and killed two African Americans, seemingly at random, at a Kentucky Kroger, following a failed attempt to barge into a black church where he undoubtedly planned to kill many more. After more than a dozen mail bombs were sent to people who'd been critical, who had been criticized by the president, a suspect was arrested on Friday, a man who had railed against Democrats and minorities with hate-filled messages online, according to CNN. And on his van, which he drove around town, including with stickers that with fawning celebrations of Donald Trump, and photographs with crosshairs drawn over photos of Trump's perceived enemies. And then, of course, on Saturday, a man shouting anti-Semitic slurs, spurred on by Republicans, from Donald Trump right down to Fox News and the other right-wing media outlets. That man opened fire at a Pittsburgh synagogue, killing 11 people attending Jewish services. After declaring that he was essentially going to war against Democrats and Jews like philanthropist George Soros, who he blamed for the fake so-called border crisis that Republicans have been pretending exists and that the media have been helping them to amplify, citing a caravan of thousands coming to take over your country. That's been going on for weeks now. and they hope to scare people, to further radicalize people into voting Republican, frankly, in next week's crucial midterm elections. That's what this is about. Those three incidents, all in about 72 hours' time, shared one thing: hate, as CNN correctly describes. They also share something else, however: years of corporate media propaganda machines that have brain-addled and radicalized huge swaths of this country with phony information meant to bring us to precisely this moment in this country, with a Republican majority Congress, a far-right Republican in the White House, and now a far-right U.S. Supreme Court. As of right now, in polling places all across the country, all the way until next Tuesday, Americans will have a chance, whether they take it or not, whether they're allowed to take it, we will all have a chance to begin turning back that evil that is rising, this radicalized, hate-filled tide in our country. So I'd love to know, what are you planning to do about it? 818-985-5735 is my phone number right now. Are you planning to vote this year? Have you voted already? Did you have any problems registering or casting your vote? By the way, today, October 29, voter registration deadlines end in Colorado, in New Hampshire, at least by mail only. I think you can do same day registration until Election Day there. Washington State. On Tuesday, it's Connecticut and Utah. So those are the last few states left with hard deadlines. But in my opinion, at this moment, there is nothing more important that you could do, no matter where you live, than vote. But I suspect some of you won't be voting this year for some reason. If you'd like to tell me why, I'd love to hear from you why. And then I can tell you why you're wrong. 818-985-5735. A friendly reminder. Last night, from Hawaii's Democratic Senator Brian Schatz, Trump actually cut money for preventing exactly this kind of terror that we have been seeing over this past week. He says, "We went nuts. We wrote letters, stomped our feet, but there were too many crazy other things happening and no one noticed." He adds in all caps, "Vote." I agree. We did shows here on the broadcast at the time, last August 2017, at the time that Trump cut millions of dollars that the Obama administration had allocated to these anti-Nazi and other anti-hate groups, and the right applauded it at the time. And if you think, by the way, that the deadliest attack on Jewish people in the history of the U.S., as the Anti-Defamation League described it, described this weekend terror attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, in, yes, Mr. Rogers' actual neighborhood in Squirrel Hill. If you think that that has chastened the right and the Republican Party and their media, well, think again. Even Drudge Report, Matt Drudge, noticed. He tweeted out, quote, "A segment on Fox News this morning where hosts laughed and joked their way through a discussion on the political impact of terror was bizarre." He writes, "Not even 48 hours since blood flowed at a synagogue. Check your soul in the makeup chair." And that's from the right-wing Matt Drudge talking about Fox News. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. I've got some voting stories, problems all over the country that people have been having. Republicans who are suppressing the vote in state after state, nowhere more so than Georgia. I'll try to get to a little bit from Georgia there. Concerns about Texas, North Dakota, all over the place. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. Let me go to Kyle in Topanga Canyon. Hey, Kyle, welcome to the broadcast, sir. Oh, Kyle?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, Brad. There you are. No worries. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, first, thank you so much for what you do. I appreciate your voice and your passion. It just comes through, and I really applaud that. I want to say, you know, there's a quote, many people have heard it. I know you're familiar with it. All that is needed for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing and watch it happen.
Mm, Yep.
And we're certainly seeing more than our fair share of nothing as far as people going out and doing things. And you also, you alluded to the vote being so important, but you had something to say about not enough. And I want to just emphasize, voting is certainly way important, but you're right. It is not enough. We need people to get out in the streets. We need what has been necessary in every social movement that you can think of throughout the history of humankind. We need mass, nonviolent civil disobedience. We need intelligent people to stand up and get in the streets and block traffic. We need people to do things to put their bodies and their hearts and their minds on the line. That they would never do ordinarily.
And Kyle, you know what? Let me just jump in to say, I don't disagree with you at all. However, between now and next week, next Tuesday, November 6th, it seems to me that, yes, there is more you can do than just vote. But one of those things you can do is help other voters get to the polls and be there when the polls close to take photographs of the poll tapes to make sure the results are right. I'm with you. On the nonviolent disobedience, I think right now, though, all eyes need to be on this election. Once we get beyond it, if we get beyond it, then I'm right there with you, brother.
Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's get as many people to the polls. Let's do everything we can to encourage everybody.
Yep.
But let's also not forget that, you know, we had Obama, we had a majority Democratic Congress, we had all the things that we are hoping to get again in the near future. And we still did not have single-payer health care. And what we had was a bailout of Wall Street that made a lot of people very unhappy, which precipitated the Trump election. Let's never forget that the Democrats have been complicit.
Yeah. Of course they have, Kyle. Yeah, we know. Okay. We've been talking about it for 2 years. And by the way, the result is we've got candidates all over the country, Democratic candidates all over the country, who are now calling for single-payer health care, for Medicare for all. So, we can focus on what hasn't been done, and it is all true, but why don't we focus on what we can do right now? At this point, there's a golden opportunity just 7 days from now. It's ongoing right now. Let's take it. That's my suggestion.
Let's do that. And then let's get in the streets as soon as possible with as many people as we can who have the courage and the compassion to go out and do nonviolent civil disobedience and really make some change. It's fundamental.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that, Kyle, and I'll see you there in the streets. Let me go to, let's see, Johnny in Phelan. Is that Phelan? Johnny, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Brad. Thank you. Kyle gets a high five from Johnny in Phelan. He's a great caller. Brad, my question is about the special elections shortly after the 2016 election. I started hearing about them, and of course, the famous, you know, Roy Moore down south got taken to the dance and so on, but I really don't know any of the statistics at all. I'm hoping for some rough estimates from you about how many of those special elections had to do with our federal Congress in D.C., and how many were just state legislatures or governorships, and I'll take my response off the air. You're very snarky, Brad, but you're a very swell fellow, too. Thanks.
Thank you for noticing, Johnny. I appreciate that. Well, let's see. If I understand his question correctly, a lot of these that flipped, there was a huge number that flipped from so-called red to so-called blue at both the federal level and the state level due to appointments to the Trump administration, for example. So we had to fill all of those vacancies. A lot of those went to Democrats. A lot of Republicans were able to hold on to them. Republicans were able to hold on to a fair number of those seats. But in every case, in pretty damn near every case, I think the average was something like 20-point shift from what that same district had been in November of 2016, where it went by the time we got to a special election. So 20 points, in some cases 30 points, which meant that a Democrat ended up winning the seat. In some cases, the Republican held on to it, but it might have been in an area where there was, you know, where Donald Trump had a 25% victory margin back in 2016. And yet the electorate moved in a huge way, some, you know, 20 points on average in race after race. And that was for both federal races and state races, by the way, to fill various vacancies and so forth. And we had, well, not so special elections, you know, actual off-year elections like in Virginia, where they elected a whole bunch of Democrats and were able to basically change the ballot, the balance of the Virginia House of Delegates out there because people turned out and voted. So hoping that answers Johnny's question in Phelan. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline? Madeline in Redondo Beach. Hey, Madeline.
Hi, how are you, Brad?
I'm okay.
Thanks for taking my call.
Is it Madeline or Madeline?
Madeline.
Okay.
Maddie.
I'm going to fire Desi for misspelling it again. That's, go ahead.
Oh, no, that's perfectly fine. Sir, yes, to answer your question,
yeah.
I am voting. It can't come fast enough. And not only am I voting, but 12 members of my family, down to my granddaughter, who never, ever thought about politics, but was so incensed by Kavanaugh. Mm. And the Republicans and the Congress, they're so incensed, and
good.
They are going out to vote. They
good.
Are so engaged.
Mm-hmm.
They realize the danger that this Republican Party and this, I don't even call him a president, this criminal,
mm-hmm.
Poses to this country. They are very engaged. And my question to you, sir, is that maybe I got it wrong with all the horror of this last week, but
yeah.
I listen to you and Greg Pallas all the time. Did I misread something that Greg Pallas said that possibly the midterm could already be decided, it could already be stolen from us? That won't stop me. I'm going to still go out and vote. But did I get that wrong?
Well, let's see. Greg does use that kind of language sometimes to get your attention. He is right in that Republicans all over the country have been purging voter rolls for the past several years. In Georgia, for example, which is getting more attention this year than and justifiably so. I have never seen any kind of suppression, at least in my lifetime, as we are now seeing in Georgia. Maybe you could compare it to Ohio 2004, but even there, I don't think so. I think Georgia takes the cake. Last week, I mentioned that we should, rope off the entire state at this point as a crime scene. 600,000 were purged last year alone. 53,000 are being held. Registrations are being held. New registrations are being held in suspense, where the voters are going to have to show up and show an ID in order to be allowed to vote, because one letter in their name might have been different on their registration form than on their license.
And that's being done by Kemp,
yep.
who has a conflict of interest and should step down
yep.
because he's running for the governorship.
Correct.
As well.
Correct. He has a huge yes. conflict of interest. He's Secretary of State. He's running exactly. for governor against the Democratic African-American candidate, Stacey Abrams.
Exactly. And also, sir, though, didn't the court just come back with a ruling that mm-hmm. he has to give them the opportunity, let these voters know? Didn't
yep.
the courts rule
mm-hmm.
somewhat
yes.
that he has to allow them?
Well, we got an encouraging ruling. It's a good ruling. It's encouraging. This would be ballots that these are ballots now. We're moving from registration to actual ballots that were sent in, mail-in absentee ballots, because that's, by the way, the only way you can vote on a hand-marked piece of paper in the state of Georgia is through absentee. And
right.
tons of those mail-in ballots had been rejected because the signature did
right.
not match the signature on the registration file for the voter that they might have signed years ago, or it might have matched just fine, but you've got partisan election officials who are not experts in handwriting who said, yeah, we think this don't match, we're throwing it out. So now the judge has at least forced the state of Georgia to allow those voters to cure that problem, to contact those voters and say, hey, your signature doesn't seem to match. Do you mind coming in and explaining, and letting us know that this is, yes, in fact, your signature? So that's an encouraging ruling. It was after 70% of the ballots that had been rejected turns out to have been African-American voters in a state that only has 30% African-American population. So, yeah, some good news, a lot more bad. And the place that I want to somewhat part ways with my friend Greg, Greg Palast, is in that sort of language, that the election may already be lost. Nothing is already lost. This thing can be won if we turn out in numbers that's like right. have never been seen before. So if it's a negative thought in your brain, put it out, get to work. We'll have plenty of time for negativity later,
There's more of us than them, and we can do it if we all decide to. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today, sir.
I appreciate the call, Madeline. Thank you very much. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here. We'll come back with more of your calls. 818-985-KPFK. And I've got, like I said, some news out of Georgia and some, and also some good news, by the way, out of Texas. If you listen to this show, you know, we don't just give you the good news. We drive people absolutely crazy. Am I right, Desi Doyen? We drive them absolutely crazy with often horrible news. For example, in Texas, last week, we learned that they're flipping, that the votes are flipping to Ted Cruz instead of Beto O'Rourke on straight ticket Democratic votes. Down there in Texas, they vote on 100% unverifiable touchscreen voting systems in Texas, just as they do in Georgia. Is your mic out there, Des? All right. Now, can't hear you. Oh, well. I guess D'Angelo does not wish you to be heard. He is silencing you. Talk to him about that. All right, I'll tell you what. We'll take a quick break. We'll try to figure it out over the break. Come back with more of your calls. Much more on this, on Texas, etc. 818-985-5735. I'm Brad Friedman. This is The Bradcast.
Slipping up, look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping up.
Certainly is. Welcome back to the Bradcast. Brad Friedman from Bradblog.com. Don L. commented at bradblog.com over the weekend after listening to, I think it was a Friday show, when I had detailed these straight ticket Democratic votes in several Texas counties like Harris County, that's Houston, and Fort Bend. Which are reportedly flipping votes to Republican Senator Ted Cruz instead of selecting them for his Democratic challenger, Beto O'Rourke, when the voters are voting straight ticket Democrat. Donnell said Brad and Desi would need to have 10-hour shows for the next couple weeks to even begin to cover all the GOP voter suppression efforts going on. The GOP is lazy and cynical when working to supposedly serve the people, which it never does. But this is what the GOP finally gets serious about and works their asses off for. This is what they love, cheating. Such breathtaking corruption, says Don L. Well, it certainly can be seen that way. In Texas, they have known about this problem with these machines. They claim there's no vote flipping going on. It's just a problem, a quirk with the voting machines that are used in Texas across, what is it, how many counties? 82 counties, I believe, use these very same machines made by Hart Inner Civic, 100% unverifiable. They have a little wheel. They're not touchscreens, but they have a little wheel. They're equally unverifiable after an election. And, the Secretary of State's office, they say, well, we have no legal authority to force vendors to make upgrades to these voting systems, so we haven't asked them to do it, even though we know this problem exists on these machines. It's happening with the Hart eSlate voting machines used in 82 of Texas's 254 counties. Around more than 7 million registered voters live in those counties, which account for 46% of registered voters in the entire state. Three of those five counties with the most registered voters are Harris, Tarrant, and Travis. They all use those systems. 818-985-5735 is our phone number. Lots of problems out there, but nothing I think we can't overcome if we start giving a damn and if we start working on not just voting, but helping people to vote. Here was Barack Obama. This was, when was this? Friday, at a rally in Milwaukee, supporting U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Democratic gubernatorial nominee Tony Evers in his challenge against Republican Governor Scott Walker. Former President Obama called the midterm elections one of the most important of our lifetime and a test of our character as a country.
We live now in a very, very toxic environment that includes...
Oh, that's the wrong one. I meant number nine. My apologies.
In our political discourse.
Number nine.
I'm here to ask you to vote. To vote in what might be the most important election of our lifetimes. The stakes really are that high. The consequences of anybody sitting out of this election are profound. Because America's at a crossroads right now. The health care of millions is on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot. Whether the union movement survives or not is on the ballot. But maybe most of all, the character of our country is on the ballot.
I couldn't agree more. 818-985-KPFK is our phone number. Let's go to Peter in Culver City. Hey, Peter, welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Hello, how's it going?
It's okay. What's up?
Not much. You asked people to call in if they weren't going to vote. I'm not going to vote.
Why are you not going to vote?
I don't ever vote.
Why would you be? You sound proud of that.
I didn't say I was proud of it.
Oh, why don't you vote?
You're entitled to your informed opinion. I don't have an informed opinion.
You don't have an informed opinion about anything?
No. Well, not enough. I think this stuff's very complicated. And I live in California.
Uh-huh.
They'll vote now they vote, and it'll probably be okay. It's like a...
Do you listen to KPFK, Peter?
Yeah, I do. I listen to your show.
So what makes you feel... You listen to my show, and yet you feel you do not have an informed opinion?
Well, if I just listen to your show, do you think I have an informed opinion if I just listen to your show?
Actually, if you just listen to my show, yes, I think you would. There's a lot more shows out there that you probably listen to, whether it's on KPFK or anywhere else. And that's bizarre that you don't think you have an informed opinion.
Well, it's bizarre that you think that you definitely do have an informed opinion if you only listen to your show. I mean, that thing is interesting to me. But
Why would that be interesting, Peter?
Well, you think that if I just listen to your show,
uh-huh,
I would have an informed opinion. That's your position,
right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's odd. But you think I'm odd? I think you're odd. That's fine.
Okay, so you don't do you not want to go get an informed opinion? Do you not think it's important to have an informed opinion and to participate in your democracy?
Yes, I agree with that. I do not think that's important. That's true.
You do not think that's important?
Yeah, I agree that it's not important.
Why is that not important?
Well, just voting itself isn't important. If there's only one candidate, is voting important? If there's just one person to vote for? No. Then why is two better? It's only half as good.
Wow, that's very strange. But actually, my question was, why do you feel that it's not important to get to have an informed opinion?
Oh, I think it is important to get an informed opinion. I don't think I have one.
Do you? But you won't go out and get one. Do you like the way that things are going in the country?
I like some of the things, and I don't like some of the things. But I think that's probably how it always is.
But anything that happens, well, stuff happens. What are you going to do? Nothing. I'm not going to take part in it.
Absolutely true. Yeah, well, I mean, I am taking part. Not participating is a way of taking part in it.
Oh, it is. Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to get at. So, by not taking part in it, you're trying to make a statement?
No. I mean, people can do what they want. I don't mind if people vote. I'm not advocating for people not to vote. You just ask for people that don't vote to call in.
Yeah. And I wanted to know why, but you haven't made that clear other than you're not informed. You say you're not informed, and yet you don't want to get informed.
Do you think uninformed people should vote?
I guess it depends on what you mean by informed. It would be shocking to me that you were not informed, that you do not have an opinion on what is going on in our country and, what needs to be said in response.
I have uninformed opinions about the country.
All right, Peter. I hope you will inform yourself. Please continue listening to the broadcast where you will be an informed voter if you bother to pay attention. Let me go to, Velma in Santa Monica. Did I get it right? Yeah, Velma, welcome to the broadcast.
Oh, thank you, Brad.
You bet.
I have a simple question. Yeah. I want to know why it is that people who have such difficulty voting, why can't they go in and why can't they write in so the vote goes directly to the registrar's office? They are not crooked there, are they? They wouldn't do anything. They can compare names and everything and see that the votes are legal.
Are you talking about here in California? Or are you talking about in Georgia, what I was referring to in Georgia?
No, we have no problem here. They beg us to vote here.
Yeah. Well, no. But in the other states
where they have such difficulties.
Well, it's not the voters who have the difficulties, really. It's the election officials who make it difficult for them. In Georgia, we were referring before the break to people who have sent their ballot by mail to their election officials to vote absentee, and those ballots were rejected, and they weren't told about it, and the ballots would be rejected because a non-handwriting expert, a partisan election official, would look at it and say, I don't think your signature on this absentee ballot matches the registration that you filled out many years ago. And they wouldn't tell the voter about it. They wouldn't give the voter a chance to come in and cure that problem. Yes, there are partisan election officials all over this country working hard to keep people from voting and keeping people who have voted correctly from being able to cast their ballots. And so, thank God, we've got groups like the ACLU, the NAACP, my friend Marilyn Marks at the Coalition for Good Governance down in Georgia, who have taken these people to court, where the judges are forcing the state to do the right thing, or at least trying to. Does that answer your question?
So even if they vote by mail and it goes directly to the registrar, that's a federal facility, isn't it?
No, that's a state facility. It's sent to elections are run by the states.
Oh, so they do the changing there, even if they mail the ballot in.
Well, they can, A, not count the ballot at all, and yes, it's an absentee ballot, so if they want, they can, election officials have changed votes. But when we were talking, the other part was about Texas and was about flipping votes on the actual computer screens that people try to go vote at in Texas and in Georgia. They have 100% unverifiable touchscreens across the entire state of Georgia, and a very right-wing partisan Secretary of State who is running the election that he is also running for governor in. Got it?
Well, when they count them, when they get them in, aren't they half Democrat and half Republicans that count them?
When you're talking about the machines, the touchscreen machines, there's no Democrats or Republicans counting them. It's a computer that counts them either correctly or incorrectly. We can never know because of the type of computers, the type of voting systems that they use at the polls across the state.
What I'm trying to find out is when the ballots are mailed in, aren't they counted by both Republican and Democrat, or do you know?
Okay, those are paper absentee ballots, and in that case, no, they are also taken.
I don't mean absentee. I mean general for every election. Okay. If they mail them in.
By mail. That's vote by mail. It's sometimes called absentee, etc. In any event, vote by mail. Those ballots are then taken and run through computers that tally them either correctly or incorrectly. Nobody knows unless human beings bother to look at those paper ballots. And in general, in almost every case, in every vote across the country, including here in California, in Los Angeles, human beings do not look at it. We simply trust the computers. Velma, I got a lot of people I want to get to. I appreciate your questions and your thoughts. I hope that has helped answer a few of them. Let me go to 818-985-5735 is our phone number. A lot of people calling in. I'm trying to get to as many as I can here. So be quick about it if you can help me out. Susan in Torrance, welcome to the broadcast, Susan. Oh, Susan.
Hi, you just caught me trying to battle. I'm doing outreach at Costco.
You're doing voter outreach at Costco?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do outreach wherever I am. I do outreach at red lights.
Okay, good. Thank
I
you.
I roll down my window. I say, are you voting?
Atta girl.
And the sound bite I had been using for Tony Thurman was for education what Thurgood was to the Supreme Court. And I found out that 95% of people I talk to have no idea who Thurgood Marshall was.
Yeah, that's so going to be a pretty tough sell. Yeah.
I had to change my soundbite to Chuck is for the greater greed, Tony Thurman is for the greater good, as is Kevin DeLeon.
Okay, I would say simplify the message however you can, Susan.
And make it simple. Progressives, you know, thank you for speaking the truth. Because I love Greg Palast, but he couldn't be more wrong. And it's such an example of progressive shooting ourselves in the foot that we are the most negative, and we say it can't happen. Well, I moved to California from the Hamptons, from Long Island in New York City,
mm-hmm.
where there was a woman who Carolyn who. Went against every ism. You know, you can't win if you don't have as much money. You can't win if you're up against an incumbent. You can't win if, and on and on. She was up against an incumbent, an Italian in an Italian district. I think she's Irish.
Did she win, Susan? I got to get a whole bunch of callers here. Did she win?
At any rate, she won by a landslide in the 90s, and she's still in Congress today.
There you go. No.
Through your outreach and bank lines and phone lines, and also the most winnable positive change is Medicare for All. Make sure everybody that you talk to has the Congress switchboard number.
Thank you, Susan. That switchboard number, and I'm going to got to move on here, but I'll give it out. That switchboard number in Congress is 202-224-3121. All right, let me get to Lauren in L.A. Hey, Lauren, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's up?
So I was really moved to call and respond to the guy that said being an uninformed voter is somehow an excuse to not vote.
That was weird.
Whose responsibility is it? That was weird. That was wild. Whose responsibility is it?
Yep.
To inform yourself.
Yep.
Yours, our own. That's the foundation of the fundamental democratic process. Is,
yep.
Yeah, we inform ourselves, we inform our neighbors, we participate. We're having some trouble doing that from the very system we're trying to engage with. But that means by no way that you should think of yourself as an uninformed voter that you're allowed not to vote. I am a millennial voter and someone that can't wait to involve myself further in the political process, maybe be a candidate in the near future. But, oh, wow, I would just give it to the people who've worked for centuries for rights to vote. Hearing someone say they're deciding not to vote because they haven't taken the time to learn about the candidates on the ballot. Wow, I would hope the suffragettes don't hear that.
The suffragettes, yeah. I hear you, Lauren. And by the way, I will fight for people's right. I think his name was Peter. I will fight for his right to not vote. That's okay. But, you know, I guess there are reasons. There are protest votes. Maybe there are people who just don't give a damn. That's fine. But it seems his excuse was, I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn to inform myself. And that's kind of pathetic.
That's weird. I mean, I've canvassed during the Bernie campaign with people that were 15 years old, organizing their neighborhood, effort to get out the vote, and they can't even vote yet, and they are informed. There's really no excuse. There's definitely reasons, and I can support them and listen. And I'm really curious to hear people's various takes on whether they should or shouldn't vote. But that one was odd.
That was.
Like, no animosity to you, but I just want to make sure you hear very clearly, Peter. That's weird. Call me. Call anybody. Talk to a stranger. Get some opinions flowing through your ears, because there's a plenty out there. And if you don't have an informed opinion and that's your reason not to go out there, please talk to the next person on the street you meet and just try and start that process.
Do better. Lauren, thank you. And give me a shout when you run for office. You're going to be awesome. I would like to vote for you. All right.
Oh, I promise.
Thank you for all, Lauren. I had mentioned our friend Marilyn Marks, who runs the Coalition for Good Governance, who has been suing against the voting machines and the voter suppression and everything else down in Georgia, and winning, by the way. A federal judge just about, was it a week or two ago, we had her on the show, found that, yes, the voting machines that they use in Georgia, which are completely hackable, which they bought in 2001, they cannot be trusted in any way, shape, or form, said the federal judge, before that same federal judge allowed the machines to be used anyway. Marilyn had been trying to get them to give hand-marked paper ballots to people at the polling place, just like the ones they use in every county for absentee voting. Anyway, she had tweeted, I think it was today, she said, I think that voters mistakenly think that elections are the government's responsibility, not the citizens' responsibility. Therefore, they don't step up to do their duty, and they just accept what the government says. I hear this over and over from voters. That, why aren't Democrats doing something about these voting machines in this place or that place? Why aren't you? Why aren't we? I've been going on about this stuff for more than 15 years, telling you about these very machines, the ones that are now failing in Georgia. I was able to obtain one from an insider some years ago, got it to Princeton University. They did the first independent test on one of these machines, these Diebold touchscreen AccuVote machines, and found they could be hacked in 30 seconds time with a virus that could pass itself from machine to machine and flip an entire election without any detection. That was years ago. That was 2005 that I broke that story. They're still using the same machines in Georgia. Why? Well, because I guess there's a lot of Peters out there who I'm not informed enough. I'm not going to do anything about it. Quick break, and we'll come back with more of your calls, more responses, it looks like, to Peter. I'm Brad Friedman. This is the Bradcast. Don't touch that dial.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks now.
Oh, I love that song. Welcome back to the Bradcast. Brad Friedman from bradblog.com, taking your calls on voting and much more, apparently. And Desi Doyen, is your microphone fixed? No, I can't hear you now. Oh, it was so close. I could hear you over the break. But there'll be no Desi Doyen, apparently, on today's Bradcast. And the crowd goes womp womp. She'll be back with us tomorrow, however, on the Bradcast. We will hear her voice one way or another tomorrow, right? Yeah, okay. 818-985, what, you got it? What? Go ahead, break in anytime. Nope, still can't hear you. Nope. You break in anytime you can get through, Desi, because I know people are going to be very sad if they don't hear your delightful voice. Let me go to Jan or Jan, we'll find out, in Northridge. Hey, Jan or Jan.
Hi there. This is Jan. Yeah, I heard the Ralph Nader Radio Hour today, and there's a very good website for your friend who feels he can't be informed.
Yeah.
It's ADASocal.org.
Oh, A-B-A? SoCal?
I think it's ADA.
ADA,
as SoCal.
As
in dog.
Yeah, listen, there are so many places where you can get informed. There's a lot of reasons that I could probably come up with for not voting that might not be particularly good ones, but that one is terrible. I'm not informed. So there's nothing I can do about it. My hands are tied. I can't. I wish I was informed, but oh well, I can't be, so I'm not even going to try. Kind of pathetic.
And also, yes, yeah. And after the election, people are organizing for a big mass action, and you can find out about that on Move On or go to Public Citizen. So.
Very good. Thanks, Jen. Yes. I appreciate that. Let me go to Al in Temecula. Hey, Al, welcome to the broadcast. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Brad. I voted, and you should be proud of me.
I am. Apparently, that's very difficult to become informed enough to do so. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and they sent it straight into the round file.
Well, you don't know that. You don't know they sent it straight into the round file. Why do you say that?
Yes, you can.
Why?
Yes, you can. This area in Riverside County, we're all mail-in ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to tell everybody, go to vote.info. If you've mailed in your ballot, it'll tell you they received it. And mine says it was rejected. The signature doesn't match.
Really? So yeah. are you going to go in there and cure that problem? Because I do believe you have the right to do that, to go into the Temecula County headquarters there and say, this is me, this is my ballot, this is my signature.
Now you're asking for a lot.
Well, I know I am. I know.
Yes. No, I don't think so, because I don't think these machines are hooked to anything. So you can vote all you like.
Well, okay, let me point out a couple of things here, Al. One, the machines are hooked to something. Whether they're counted accurately is a different matter. But there's a lot of good election integrity. One of my great election integrity heroes lived out there in Temecula, died about a year or two ago. But fought like hell in Temecula for your vote. So and for the ability of the people to oversee that vote. So I know it is asking a lot. But this democracy, as I say, is not going to save itself. If you can get in there and here's why I'm saying this, Al, because if you can get in there and cure that problem and if you look at your signature and it looks to be perfectly normal, let someone know about it. Let the Secretary of State in California know about it. Let the registrar in Temecula know about it. And let the folks at the Election Protection Hotline, and write down this number. Everyone, write down this number, because you're going to need it between now and Election Day. It's a national Election Protection Hotline run by the civil rights group Under the Law. It's 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. And they might hear, if you report it to them, they might hear, oh my God, we are hearing about tons of signatures that have been rejected on absentee ballots in Temecula. There's a problem there. We need to file a lawsuit there. So take action. Don't just say, that's asking too much. Okay.
I did talk to someone, tried to correct it, mm-hmm. and they said they would correct it for me, but they didn't. But the point is that, they want me to go in and re-sign my name. And I asked, what do you think? I filled this out and had my gardener sign it? Or what is the logic?
That's Riverside County. That's what they do out there. Are you able to drive, Al?
Well, yes, I am. Still.
Drive in there. Bring your ID. Bring a photo ID. Bring your utility bills. Bring a Social Security card. Anything. Fight. Get that vote counted, Al, and let the people know at 866-OUR-VOTE that you had a problem.
You haven't really addressed the big problem. We have all these international hacks that nothing was done about. What does that stand? I mean, we're just going to vote on these machines because we have faith?
Yes. Because that is the only way we can speak out right now, is by voting on those systems. At least you have a paper ballot, a hand-marked paper ballot in Riverside County, which is a lot more than a lot of folks have around the country. But you're letting them throw it away. Don't let them do that. Please, yeah. Al.
Sure, I know, but I just want to warn everybody, because I think it's massive. They're up to their old tricks.
Yep. Well,
all right.
Don't let them get away with it. You're letting them get away with that if you let them throw away your vote. Go complain to the Secretary of State. Maybe they'll help. Arthur in Venice. Do I have time for one or two more? Arthur in Venice, welcome to the broadcast. Very quickly, what is on your mind, sir?
Ignorance with confidence. I think that sums up your earlier listener about not being educatable on the vote.
Yes.
It's an unfortunate thing.
He did seem proud of it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's a national thing. People revel in ignorance, and it seems to be a recessive trait that's come forward.
Yep.
As for myself with the vote, I've always voted. This year, now that I retired, but I'll be in my political career as a fifth clerk. I figure in a couple of years I can make it to third if I take maybe become an inspector. But there is a pathway for involvement.
Yeah. And Arthur, I'm only going to cut you short because I'm coming up to the top of the hour and I got to get out. But yes, there's a pathway for involvement. With your county clerk, your registrar is dying for your help to volunteer as a poll worker. The parties, whichever one you like or whichever one you hate, is dying for your help as a poll observer, a poll watcher on election day. So take part in it. Arthur, I gotta jump out here because I'm running up against the clock.
Sure,
thank you for working as a poll worker. Thanks all of you who are out there working as poll workers. You are needed to volunteer there. As I said at the top of the show, there's a lot more than just voting that you can do between now and Election Day. That you are needed to do between now and Election Day, though that incredibly low bar of merely voting, apparently, is apparently difficult for some. Or not difficult, they just don't want to do it, which is astounding. People have died in this country. People will continue to die in this country for that right to vote. Please don't throw it away, at least if you can help it. My thanks to my producer, Desi Doyen, or as we call her here, Silent Desi. And also to my board op today, D'Angelo Jones, to all of you for spending a portion of your day or night with us. If you missed any portion of today's show, download it anytime for free at bradblog.com. Thanks to all you folks who called in. Sorry I couldn't get to everyone. I think that's it. Oh, email me. I'm bradcast@bradblog.com. On the Facebooks and the Twitters, I am The Brad Blog. That's it. Until we meet again tomorrow, I'm Brad Friedman. Good luck, world.